A successful media executive lies unconscious in a pool of her own blood, her cheekbones shattered after collapsing from exhaustion at her desk. This wasn't a random accident. It was the inevitable result of worshiping at the altar of conventional success. That executive was Arianna Huffington, and her 2007 collapse forced a reckoning with a brutal truth. Our definition of success is fundamentally broken. We've built an entire culture around two metrics, money and power, while ignoring everything that makes life worth living. The wake-up call can arrive in many forms: a broken bone, a cancer diagnosis, a heart attack at 45. The only question is whether we'll listen before it's too late. We're literally working ourselves to death, and somehow we've convinced ourselves this is normal. Working women face 40% higher heart disease risk and 60% greater diabetes risk than their less stressed peers. U.S. businesses hemorrhage $63 billion annually from insomnia-related productivity losses alone. Japan has a word for death by overwork, karoshi, with hundreds of documented cases yearly. Yet we continue celebrating the executive who emails at 3 a.m. and glorifying the 80-hour work week as dedication rather than dysfunction. Young professionals compete to see who can survive on the least sleep, wearing exhaustion like a merit badge. We've normalized a perpetual state of fight or flight that our bodies were never designed to sustain. What if we measured success not by bank account size, but by the depth of our well-being, the quality of our relationships, and our capacity to experience wonder in ordinary moments? The burnout crisis reveals a stark irony. Well-being directly enhances performance. When Aetna implemented yoga and meditation programs, healthcare costs dropped 7%, while productivity jumped 69 minutes daily per participant. Microsoft's four-day workweek experiment in Japan increased productivity by 40%. Companies like Google, General Mills, and Nike have made mindfulness central to their operations because it works. Yet 76% of employees experience burnout regularly, with 28% burned out constantly. Business culture still glorifies the sleepless executive and treats exhaustion as a merit badge. We sacrifice sleep and health pursuing productivity, unaware this very sacrifice undermines the performance we're chasing. The wake-up call is coming, whether through collapsed executives, heart attacks at 45, or quiet desperation of lives spent chasing metrics that never satisfy. The only question is whether you'll answer before your body forces the issue. "I'll sleep when I'm dead" might be the most dangerous phrase in modern vocabulary. We treat sleep as an inconvenience rather than the biological necessity it is. The science is clear. During sleep, your brain clears harmful waste proteins that accumulate while awake. Stanford researchers found basketball players who increased sleep improved three-point shooting by 9.2% and free throws by 9%. NBA teams now track players' sleep religiously. Olympic marathoner Ryan Hall schedules daily 90-minute naps as training. Meanwhile, the average working mother gets just over 5 hours nightly, contributing to depression, anxiety, weight gain, and cardiovascular problems. Treat bedtime as non-negotiable. Set an alarm for bedtime, not just wake up. Keep devices out of the bedroom. Your body consolidates memories, processes emotions, and prepares you for challenges ahead. Sleep deprivation doesn't just make you tired, it makes you stupid, emotional, and vulnerable to every health problem imaginable. We check our phones 150 times daily, every 6.5 minutes. This compulsion fundamentally alters our relationships. Modern restaurants reveal the problem: tables of four, physically together, but mentally elsewhere, each bathed in device glow. Studies show a phone's mere presence diminishes conversation quality and reduces empathy. Knowledge workers spend 28% of their time, over 11 hours weekly, on email alone, with each message requiring 67 seconds of recovery time. This constant task switching costs American businesses $997 billion annually. Many experience email apnea, unconsciously holding their breath while checking messages, affecting up to 80% of office workers and fueling anxiety. most disturbing is how digital addiction steals precious moments. As Louis C.K. observed about parents missing children's milestones while recording them, the resolution on the kid is unbelievable if you just look. 54% of children feel their parents check phones too frequently. The solution isn't abandoning technology, but establishing boundaries. Some companies implement email vacations, reporting up to 23% productivity increases. When we disconnect from screens, we reconnect with something far more valuable, our capacity for wonder, creativity, and genuine human connection. Meditation has moved from fringe practice to mainstream tool used by Fortune 500 CEOs, athletes, and military units. The science is compelling. Meditation physically changes our brains, increasing prefrontal cortex thickness while slowing age-related thinning. Richard Davidson's research shows meditation creates physically different brains, while Matthew Ricard earned the title Happiest Man in the World with unprecedented gamma wave readings. Meditation reduces loneliness, PTSD, and depression while increasing joy, gratitude, and creativity. As Steve Jobs noted, when the mind calms, intuition starts to blossom and you see things more clearly. Corporate leaders like Bill Ford, Jeff Weiner, and Mark Benioff embrace this practice for pragmatic results, not spiritual conviction. We've become over-reliant on data while neglecting intuition, our inner knowing that processes information rapidly beneath conscious awareness. Art historians instantly identify fakes. NICU nurses detect sepsis before tests confirm it. Firefighters evacuate buildings moments before collapse. This isn't mystical. It's pattern recognition operating at lightning speed. Modern distractions disconnect us from this wisdom. Reconnecting requires creating space through meditation, adequate sleep, and digital disconnection. Steve Jobs considered intuition more powerful than intellect and built one of history's most innovative companies by trusting it. Wonder stems from mindset, not circumstances. The same rain frustrates some while inspiring poetry in others. Algorithm-driven culture, delivering endless familiar content, erodes the mystery essential to wonder. We need time for inefficient contemplation alongside data collection, moments to sit idly in the garden rather than constantly operating machines. The science of giving reveals remarkable benefits. Volunteering weekly yields happiness equivalent to jumping from $20,000 to $75,000 salary. When helping others, our bodies release oxytocin, promoting empathy while battling cortisol. Over 75% of volunteers report feeling healthier and less stressed. Adam Grant's research shows top performers, salespeople, engineers, negotiators, help others without expecting return. Giving doesn't require grand gestures. Small daily kindnesses or connecting with overlooked people suffice. These acts shift you from go-getter to go-giver, reconnecting you to natural abundance. Cultivating wonder and practicing generosity aren't luxuries. They're essential nutrients for a life well-lived, reminding us that success, measured solely in money and power, leaves us spiritually bankrupt. Our exhaustion as honor model is failing us. The third metric redefines success beyond money and power to include well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving. This isn't abandoning ambition. It's recognizing that sustainable success requires nurturing all dimensions of our humanity. Companies implementing wellness boundaries find employees perform better when recharging becomes essential, not indulgent. As the Harvard Grant study concluded after 75 years, happiness is love. Full stop. David Foster Wallace observed that everybody worships something, and our choice determines our lives. Worshipping money, power, or recognition never satisfies. The third metric offers another way. Life is shaped from the inside out. In a world measuring worth in dollars and hours logged, prioritizing well-being is revolutionary. Don't wait for a wake-up call. Start now with more grace, joy, compassion, and gratitude. True success isn't what you achieve despite your humanity, but because of it.